refer to this as a very good day. Is that okay with you, Jennifer?
Sure, I like that.
All right, let's get to work here. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, our job, our task here in this hour is to bring you up to date on a lot of things that are going on around your world, our world, the country. This world is a big world, 194 countries. We don't have to go any further than Michigan, though, to see the strangest story of the day. You may or may not have heard about this woman, a grandmother in Michigan, charged with murdering her grandson. Hmm. Not a great way to start things off. She shot him 8 times.
Ugh. Why?
Jonathan Hoffman is shot at the family home in a Detroit suburb. He called 911 to say his grandmother, 74-year-old Sandra Lane, pulled the trigger. By the time police arrived, he'd been shot more. This lady is a retired teacher, arrested and charged with murder, which allows the jury to decide, after hearing the evidence, whether it's first or second-degree murder. It's called open murder. She pleaded not guilty.
What does she say happened, then?
She was afraid her grandson was on drugs. And she found drug paraphernalia and approached him. He denied it. She shot him. Wow. The scourge of drugs. And those of you who use them and who laugh about them, no laughing matter. And all of the things that are going on that are wrong in the world, it's either religion or drugs that cause them. You know that, right? And sometimes the two together.
Mm-hmm.
Religion and drugs. What is the old, remember the expression? Who said religion is the opiate of the people? Was that Marx?
Sure, sounds good to me.
No, I think it is. I think that was something he was responsible for. Somebody will tell us. 800-510-8255 connects with your thoughts and questions about some of the things that we're talking about, our comments, your opinions. You may opine with us. Doug at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. And then there's the good old Facebook connection. Speaking of Facebook, there are all kinds of things being posted already about the Facebook IPO. Have you followed this, Jennifer?
No, huh?
All right. So apparently some of the top regulators have been talking this week about the issues around the IPO of Facebook. They say it's time for us to review them. Huh? What do you mean time? The thing just went public, what, last Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah. Morgan Stanley is the lead underwriter, and apparently they're up to no good. Facebook share is down again yesterday, $31 at the close. And isn't it interesting? The news media is loving getting on this. The plunge. Is this a bad investment? Are you going to lose all your money? No, not if you're not very, I mean, if you're not very bright about it, I guess.
Right.
But there have been plenty of companies that have started and sloshed around like this. Anyway, I'm looking at the story on Reuters. Reports that the consumer internet analyst at Morgan Stanley cut his review forecast just before the offering was made. And that was not disclosed to the market before the stock was listed. In other words, Facebook didn't know that this guy was going to ding him.
Hmm.
And there were 33 other underwriters who lowered their estimates after they read what this guy said. So is there manipulation going on here? Is somebody trying to do something? It's kind of like there was another story, I'm trying to remember what it was, that concerned Facebook, and it happened just as it went public, another one of these sorts of things. So there are two or three things that were said just before everything opened up, and it changed the way the Facebook, I'm not a defender of Facebook, I don't have to be a defender of Zuckerberg and his company, but there's all this dirty pool that goes on all the time, Jennifer. And it's pretty unsavory. U.S. big business, people say, I'm naive because you don't understand how it works. Because there are a lot of people talking about the political ramifications of Mitt Romney and Bain Capital. Mm-hmm. So are we just naive as to how things actually work? Money is money. And so when it comes down to money, most people choose money over anything.
Yeah.
Anything
else. I
don't
know if it's naive, but I mean, I don't think the everyday person expects to be manipulated so much as you do when you start investigating how people manipulate the economy. And such.
Okay. Is it people manipulating the economy, or is it the news media manipulating you by presenting various stories?
True, too.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about how you make up your mind about things. If you listen to some of the callers on some of these talk radio programs, the political talk radio shows, if you listen to them, it's often the same stuff that's been repeated by the host, the talking points, on either the left or the right, or whatever, let's say, Axelrod grinds out for Obama, or whoever. I don't even know the names of the Romney people yet, do you? People that are advising Mr. Romney. But, you know, it's the same. It's not people thinking for themselves, which is kind of frustrating in a way. It's kind of sad that people are not really thinking for themselves. They have other people do their thinking for them, which never is good. You got to think these things out on your own. One would hope, anyway. 800-510-8255. So we'll go all the way with as many items of interest. I'm sure that Jennifer has a number of things up her sleeve. You have a short sleeve shirt on or a long
I actually
sleeve?
Am sleeveless today, but I sleeveless. Still have a number of items, yeah.
Up your sleeve.
Right.
All right. Jennifer and Doug at 14 after on Good Day.
Dear best friend, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Thursday through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store only select styles only valid May 24th through May 28th.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
800-510-8255. Today's Doug Stephan Good Day program with a focus on the news of the day. Scotty in space, or Squatty.
Squatty.
Squatty has gone into space.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain.
Squatty.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
It's early, okay? Give me an hour and maybe I can do a better
He's gone back to his, what some people think are his roots.
Yeah, James Doohan. We say Doohan, right?
Yeah.
He did, like you said, he played Scotty on Star Trek. And one of his things when he died was that he wanted to have some of his ashes go to outer space. And so yesterday, when the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket went up,
Yeah.
He took a little bit of Scotty with him into outer space. Isn't that cool?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that people do strange things, and people in the name of people do strange things. You see the story about the company auctioning off a vial of President Reagan's blood?
Ew, that's weird.
Isn't that?
Who would want anybody's blood? I'm sorry.
That's gross.
I just like to keep mine inside. I don't want anybody else to have to carry it around.
Oh, my God. That's creepy.
It's just weird. Well, do Reagan... people, like, want to morph him or, you know, that's why they want his blood, maybe?
I don't know. Who knows?
But then there's going to be, like, 700 Ronald Reagans walking around. It'll be like a horror movie. Not that I didn't love them. But
the Reagan Foundation... stopped the blood sale. Mrs. Reagan, by the way, has broken ribs. Apparently she fell down and has a couple of broken ribs.
Isn't she like 100, too?
She's pretty old. Yeah. Pretty frail.
Here's the good news, though, just to finish up this Scotty story. If you, too, would like to float around outer space with Scotty, there's a company that's now booking memorial space flights so that you can, quote, launch a symbolic portion of your loved one's ashes into space.
Woo-hoo! How much it cost?
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't say. I can only imagine. It's probably not cheap. I bet there's not a Groupon for it anyway.
No. Groupon discount.
I'm pretty sure that hasn't at that point yet.
800-510-8255. Speaking about going up, U.S. Airways flight from Paris to Pittsburgh diverted to Bangka. Yesterday after a passenger exhibited unusual behavior.
A French passenger, by the way.
According to the TSA, a female Frenchie had not checked bags on the flight. That's a little strange. She passed a note to a flight attendant, said she had an explosive device surgically implanted in her. Other passengers...
You know, if someone told me that, I'd say, all right, let's check for it, and I rip out my knife.
Right, yeah.
Do you think that would make them maybe not say that anymore?
No. The passengers on the plane held her down. Two doctors on board checked her for any scars, didn't find any. Out of caution, the plane landed. They'd fly over Bangor anyway. It's not like it was diverted. Yeah. You'd fly over Bangor, so you just land there. Law enforcement officials determined the woman did not pose a threat. But isn't, when you have a note, you pass, isn't there something illegal about that?
I was going to say, she's probably going to get some jail time anyway, because you're still making terrorist threats.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're safe, though. You can be happy. We're all safe. Lindsay Lohan is not happy, Jennifer.
She isn't. You know, she's got this role, her big comeback role is as Elizabeth Taylor in a Lifetime movie.
Right.
But Radar Online reported this morning that even though shooting's getting ready to start, producers haven't cast an actor to play Richard Burton yet because she is not happy with any of their choices. Should they bring him in? She says no. She has her own idea of who she wants it to be. She wants it to be an A-list star. But hello, Lindsay, it's a Lifetime movie.
You're not an A-list star.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Johnny Depp. She wants Johnny Depp to be Richard Burton.
Yeah, exactly.
That ain't good. Here's one of those no news. I love these stories. There's no news here, so keep on moving. I read the headline, Brangelina haven't set wedding date.
Right.
So why is there
a story? Why are we even talking about it?
Right, yeah.
Still no wedding date.
Foolish the news media.
Still nothing to report.
Right, yeah, exactly. Today
we're going to report on
Wednesday. We have no report on that, so let's move on to something else that we have no report on.
That was the headline in Us Weekly yesterday.
I know, that's what I'm saying. No news to report. 21 after the hour on the Good Day Good News program. Where's the good news?
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Down to the nitty-gritty here. There's this lady who sent an email to me suggesting that I did not pay enough attention to Rich McFadden. I didn't give him enough credit. I don't have enough respect for him. And you know what, lady? You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Nothing. You're right. Exactly.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down, and that foot is me.
Well, the Facebook stock is not doing well. Did you know that? Yeah, today the price of Facebook shares fell even lower. In fact, at one point this afternoon, Mark Zuckerberg went from being a billionaire to being still a billionaire. Rough day for him.
Here's an interesting thing. According to a study released today, the average member of Congress can only speak at a 10th grade level. Which is worse than it sounds, because the average 10th grader speaks at a 3rd grade level. Okay, so that's not good. Well, congratulations to former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. The city of San Francisco has named a street after her today. It's called Botox Avenue. Beautiful street. Beautiful street. Yeah, and I tell you, this is... It is the safest street in the state because everybody drives with their eyes wide open when they go down. They just make sure you see everything there.
There's a parking space going on sale in the Greenwich Village area of New York that will be priced at $1 million. $1 million for a parking spot. Would it be cheaper just to kill yourself? I mean, if you have $1 million to spend on a parking spot, you should probably just get a helicopter, right? Land anywhere you want. I tell you what, I would love it if whoever buys this spot parks a 1986 Ford Taurus in it.
Here's some political news. While attending meetings in Chicago this week, President Obama stayed in a hotel instead of his own house.
True.
It was annoying, though, when he asked for a wake-up call, they just showed him his latest poll numbers.
As opposed to Baba Booey, Howard Stern dancing with some half-naked guy last night. Did you see that?
I did not.
On America's
see
Got Talent. So American Idol and America's Got Talent were on last night, right?
American Idol was not on last night, no. Dancing with the Stars was... Oh, it was last night? Did I miss it?
I think American Idol was on last night. I think there were three shows. Dancing with the Stars got their... who is the winner, by the way, of that?
It was Donald Driver, who is a football player. He beat out William Levy, who's like the hottie Hispanic actor, and Catherine Jenkins, the opera singer from London, from Britain.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, that's too bad. That's
oh, my
too
God,
bad.
I can't believe Idol was last night. I was so wrapped up in the Kings game. So what happened?
Well, isn't tonight the finale? Last night they performed Phil Phillips. A lot of conversation about Phil Phillips because he was very ill, but he said, I'm not going to not perform. So it's between Phil Phillips and Jessica Sanchez, right?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Jessica all the way, but now with Phil's, you know, with Phil's kidney issues.
Right, so maybe
sympathy vote.
Sympathy. So on America's Got Talent, the story of, see, I told you, this is a freak show.
Yeah.
Howard
Stern. Right now it absolutely is, because it's all the weirdos coming through.
Right, and so I just was looking at one of the, I think the weird news stuff. And the picture of Howard Stern dancing with this half-naked guy. So I don't know what that's all about. Why would he do that? He did it because it's a freak show.
Exactly.
That's what they want him to do. That's
and by
why
the way, all
there.
The bloggers say that Phil Phillips won last night, that he did the better job.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, so then he'll be dating Snooki pretty soon, right?
Exactly.
Right on to that.
She's busy right now. Maybe JWoww. Maybe he'll be with JWoww.
Jillian Michaels has her two-year-old adopted daughter out and about.
Yeah, so cute. I'm excited for her.
Is she a member of the same team Melissa Etheridge is in?
I believe so, but I also believe she has swayed back and forth before.
Yeah, okay.
So, got to try both sides before you
absolutely.
Pick one.
Exactly. You got to make sure you know what you're getting into. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Parents, it's that time of year again. Time to figure out places close to home that actually engage the kids. Here's the good news. Some of the coolest events are in places that are easy and affordable to get to. How about the Jelly Belly Factory? Sure, you'll all be bouncing off the walls, but it's a fun way to get behind the scenes of something really different. And it's only an hour north of San Francisco. Or how about the National Pinball Museum? It opened this year in Baltimore with more than 800 vintage pinball machines. Now, I'm a big fan of the Louisville Slugger Museum in Louisville, and while you're in town, go behind the scenes of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. And if you're near Ann Arbor, Michigan, you want to go straight to Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum, home to a huge number of vintage coin-operated games and animatronics. You don't necessarily have to travel far to find some of the wildest museums, no matter how old you are. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome to The Rest of the Story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her leg started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go thinking it would get better, but when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to the worst fear. For the rest of this story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Wanted for the Treasury Department a new boss who can fix the $1 trillion-plus budget deficit, overhaul the tax system, and spur Europe into fixing its debt crisis.
You cake.
Digging that? You want that job, Jennifer?
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Math isn't my strong suit.
Math is not your strong suit?
No.
So you're not good with money?
No. Well, I'm better with money than I am with math, I'll tell you that.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner apparently is interested in leaving. He will not stay in a new Obama administration. And if he's not reelected, Obama is not reelected, he won't stay with Mitt Romney. I'm leaving.
I'm leaving the country.
Time.
Alec Baldwin to London.
Yeah, what's the story with Alec Baldwin?
I don't know. He said that either if you either vote for Obama or you vote for a bunch of, quote, lying thieves.
Really? Anybody in particular?
I don't know. I'm guessing he means Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
That's his big thing.
Romney said yesterday that voting for Obama was like a vote for the bridge to nowhere. Remember that up in Alaska?
Oh, yes, I do.
Right.
Was Sarah Palin involved with that?
No future. I do not think she was. I don't know.
She ended. She helped end the bridge.
She stopped it. Yes, exactly. 800-5-
She's a maverick.
10. I've heard that. Yes. 800-510. Hey, by the way, the big news from Kentucky.
Yeah.
In Arkansas, Mitt Romney won the primary there. Did you even
you know
there was a primary yesterday?
Big surprise, no, but do you want to know the saddest thing?
What?
And this is something you don't get unless you live in California. I got my primary ballot yesterday.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Aye.
Do you think, oh, I mean, I know I have so many choices here. I could vote for Mitt Romney,
right.
I could
see,
vote for Rick Santorum,
so
Newt Gingrich.
Outrageous. Really outrageous. The primary system. The primary vote should be on the same day. Do it in March.
Everywhere.
Regular Alaska. Because you have no say.
I have nothing.
You're done.
Nothing.
It's so wrong. Why is it taking so long to get this? It's just plain wrong.
Here's what's outrageous about this. Because during a presidential year, when we go to the... Because I will vote in every election. There was like one that I didn't vote in. And it was like just one county measure that was up and I was out of town. But I will vote in every election if I can.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that most people, when they realize, hey, especially like Republican, who are registered Republican like I am this year, go, you know what, why am I even going to go to the polls?
Yeah.
Because I have no say in this. Well, this is an election year for Dianne Feinstein, our state senator, and no one's going to show up at the polls because they don't think they need to vote for president because they think it's already been decided. And then what happens? It just skews the whole system because people don't feel like it's important enough to go vote when there's other measures and stuff and other people running for re-election.
Yeah.
Ugh, so bad.
Here's the story
so frustrating.
Of a 20...
I'm going to vote for Buddy Romer.
You are?
to throw it off.
Explain to people who Buddy Romer is, will you please?
He's the only person that you haven't heard of that's running for president on the Republican ticket.
John Ramsey, a 21-year-old college student from Nacogdoches, Texas, plunging into the Republican House race in Northern Kentucky, 21 years old. I didn't think you could run for Congress until you were 26.
I thought it was 25, but that's probably about right, 26.
Yeah. So apparently, as you read through the information here, he's been very active in his college life, devoted to Ron Paul. But because he has money, he has decided not to. I think we're right on it. He can't run. So he spent $560,000 of his own money to support a fellow named Thomas Massey. And as a result of that money, this guy Massey won the primary in a race to become a successor to Jeff Davis, a Republican who doesn't want to run anymore.
Now, I don't know anything about Massey, but I kind of love that a 21-year-old kid cares enough to get that involved in an election.
Well, he's very involved. I tell you, the Ron Paul thing is amazing with men 18 to 35. That's where the votes are with young people. I don't know about women so much, but men 18 to 35 want, and we're talking about a huge majority of men that say they're going to vote. A huge majority.
You know, driving, I had to drive to San Diego, which is about 2 hours from where I live. And I'm not kidding, Doug, maybe 30 signs I saw during this two-hour drive. Every overpass, there's some handmade, hand-done Ron Paul sign. Ron Paul Revolution.
People love him.
Vote for Ron. They do. And what's great about Ron Paul is that he elicits this grassroots kind of thing where, like,
such strong support.
Yeah, people really get behind him, which I think is really cool.
Yep. I think there's a wonderful thing there. And if they're smart, the Romney people are going to figure out how to cap it and use it so they get. If Ron Paul's on board with Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney wins pretty easily.
And I hope they give him a role.
Because, and give him
you know,
to do, yeah, right.
As much
Let him
as
replace
I don't,
Geithner as a Treasury Secretary.
There's a lot that I don't love about Ron Paul, but I really do admire a lot about how he says we should financially run the country.
Yes, right. All right, you can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. What's there on the Facebook? I haven't really, I've been sort of in a draft here. I haven't been watching the Facebook stuff
much
at all.
It's been a little slow this
week.
Right,
that's what I've heard. It was not running well.
There have been some spotty outages all over the place. I know in D.C. they had some trouble on Monday, and it's actually really reflected on our Facebook page. Usually we have a lot of stuff going on, and everything's just been a little slower this week. But if you go to the page right now, we have a lot of stuff for you to chime in on, because I think all those Facebook problems are over as of today, hopefully. And you can chime in on all kinds of things. We have videos up there right now for you to look at. We also have a link to our friend Uri Geller's little book of Mind Power. You can download it for free if you need a little daily dose of inspiration. And then you can also answer the question, and this is my favorite because it's just fun. I'm happiest when? And tell us when you're happiest. Megan said that she's happiest when she's with her children. Cindy said, I'm happiest when I can spend time with my kids. My animals have filled lots of voids and empty spots in my life, and my kids bring me just as much joy. She said, a bird landing near her can make her smile. Dee said she's happiest when her children are happy. John says when he's with his grandchildren, he's the happiest. Rebecca said, I'm happiest when I'm awake. It's funny, Rebecca, because I'm happiest when I'm taking a nap.
Nice.
Joel says he's happiest when he's not in Afghanistan. Very telling answer. Penny says when those close to me are happy, and when she hikes by herself, she finds happiness. Stephen says when I'm riding my Harley Davidson with my wife and me. I mean, just lots of different answers up there, which is kind of fun.
I'm watching what's trending on Yahoo.
Yeah.
And it looks like Lady Gaga. Why? I don't know what the story is. Rest in peace, Lady Gaga. What's going on with Lady Gaga?
I don't know.
You know.
I'll look it up. It is not trending on my Yahoo right now. What is trending, though, and what was trending all day yesterday for me, was Casey Anthony being discovered. Did you see that?
No.
she was, somebody's found her now. She's been in hiding for a long time, so she's been trending. Also, Ray J being hospitalized is trending.
She was just trying to disappear, and so somebody found her somewhere
somebody
in this country,
her.
Or did she go overseas?
No, she's here somewhere. So she's here somewhere. She was
Casey
in Florida.
Anthony, we remember the story of Casey Anthony. Everybody remember that story about her daughter.
She hasn't been seen for 2 months, but people found her in Florida. That's where she is right now. And then the other thing that's been trending that's freaking me out, Doug.
Yeah.
Brain tapeworms.
Ew.
Have you heard about this?
No, there's another woman who has flesh-eating bacteria.
I know.
I didn't hear the brain tapeworm. Where'd that come from?
This is like a huge story. It's all over the medical news sites. It's a hidden epidemic. Tapeworms living inside people's brains. It can leave you paralyzed. It can give you epilepsy. It can kill you. And not only are they nice enough to give you this story, but they also are putting up lots of pictures of people with holes in their brains.
Great.
From these tapeworms. Ugh, it's disgusting.
Mm.
Yucky, yucky.
32-year-old landscaper is been the latest victim for these flesh-eating bacteria. So what's going on? We have so many, we haven't got people with strong enough immune systems. We're killing them. We're killing immune systems by trying to kill all of the things that, when allowed to enter your body, slowly create an immunity. Whatever dirt you're around
hand sanitizers.
That's really ridiculous. Bad. Hi to our friends listening in Phoenix and Orlando and Reno and Chicago and Cleveland today. This is a good day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, the Secret Service employees. More dismissals there, apparently. And some of the Secret Service guys are fighting their dismissal because they think that there's nothing wrong, apparently, with being in the Colombian prostitution involved in that scandal.
Did you know that, and maybe I'm a little slow on this, because I've been following this story along, but did you know that these aren't real 100% Secret Service agents that got in trouble?
No.
I guess there's like a couple different levels of Secret Service.
Yeah.
There's the ones that do the day-to-day stuff, that have the code words, and, you know, that really deal with all the people.
Yeah.
But then these guys, because it was a foreign trip, they were hired on as, you know, I guess they're kind of like
agents?
free agents, pretty much. So these aren't even full-time Secret Service.
So why are all the people worried about them getting fired?
I don't know. And the government, I guess, doesn't want to admit to the fact. The reason that they're letting this go on is that they don't want to admit to the fact that when Obama or whoever the president is travels, that there's not enough people around him. Because that would be a big safety issue. And that's why you haven't heard that these guys weren't true Secret Service agents. Isn't that funny? I just learned that on Monday night. I thought that was interesting.
All right. A lot of people didn't know that, so now they do. Listening to Jennifer and Doug on Good Day at 16 before the hour.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. So that'll unfortunate
me. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Class, if you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
No stranger to the A-list scene, 30 Rock's Jane Krakowski is channeling her life of the party persona in a new TV series of interactive TV vignettes created by Clear Scalp and Hair Beauty Therapy, a line of premium shampoos and conditioners that starts with scalp nourishment and creates the right foundation for strong, beautiful hair. Krakowski, who appears as a tarot card reader, helps guide the female character to her best night ever inside Club Clear.
The Best Night Ever series shows what it takes to get behind the velvet ropes. And let's face it, if you have strong, beautiful hair, you're going to have the confidence to have your best night ever. With new Clear Scalp and Hair Beauty Therapy, gorgeous hair and your best night ever is in the cards, so to speak.
Visit the Clear Hair Care page on Facebook for the chance to get a free sample to help you get ready for your best night ever. Catch the TV vignette series and watch for more exciting news. I'm Rita Jill Miller.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise?
Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
So, as noted a few moments ago, Lady Gaga is trending. And Jennifer, of course, has the story.
So it took me a minute, because, you know, sometimes the RIP whoever trends when people start internet rumors about people dying.
Right.
Well, apparently everybody was in a frenzy yesterday when they saw RIP Lady
everybody?
Gaga. All these microblogging sites were
okay.
going nuts. Especially a lot of, I guess she's really big in India, and so the people in India were all upset thinking that Lady Gaga had passed. Well, the reason it was trending, RIP, is that The Sun, which is a big paper in the UK, it did a huge newspaper article and, of course, the subsequent online stuff talking about how Lady Gaga was a rip off. Not R.I.P., but that Lady Gaga is a rip-off, because apparently she's going to do some shows over in the U.K., and her tickets were going for £1,100.
Whoa!
Which I'm thinking is kind of expensive, isn't it?
Very expensive.
Isn't that like 600 American dollars?
No, it's more than that.
More than that. It's a double. It's either double or half. I can never remember.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of money in any case. And they're just all upset because that's like one of the cheapest tickets you can get to go see Lady Gaga. £1,100. There you go.
A lot of money.
So it's a rip-off, not a rip.
Got
Lady
it.
Gaga.
Thank you for clarifying that. speaking of clarifying things, Will Smith visited the Late Show to promote his new movie, Men in Black 3. And David Letterman, of course, wanted the inside story on the tussle with the journalist.
That tried to kiss him on the mouth?
Right.
They did kiss him on the mouth.
Smith said it was just awkward. So he said, you don't stick around for something like that.
And, no. Especially in this day and age when you don't know where that guy's been. You know,
no,
it's kind of weird to be like grabbed and kissed.
So is that no news? I mean, that's sort of like no news.
It is, but I actually have a related Will Smith story.
Oh, you do? Okay.
He and his family went to the White House for a special tour, and they actually were given the tour by Michelle Obama. Kind of cool. And he's got his kids with him. And he, you know, typical
you
dad.
Think that you or I would get that treatment if we showed up?
Sure, why not? No, we would not. But I'm guessing Michelle might be busy when you and I are there. But anyway, they're showing him around, and I guess before they got in the White House, Will's like, okay, kids, don't do anything to embarrass me. Be polite. Don't ask questions. Just follow, you know, follow along. Be cool. Well, they get in, and his son asks, the first thing he does is ask Michelle Obama if there are really aliens.
That's cute.
So Michelle told President Obama about this question that she received from the kid, and President Obama actually released his statement about how they don't know that there's no evidence of life anywhere else, and blah blah blah. But I guess Will Smith was very embarrassed that his kid was asking the president about
alien
life.
The president doesn't know that. Did he really say that there's no life anywhere else?
He gave the White House stance that, whatever the White House official statement is on.
Kill a curiosity in a kid telling, oh, there's nothing to that story. I mean, that's okay. Am I sounding like a partisan? That kind of stuff really pretty much annoys me. All right. Polls, by the way, show voters evenly split between the two major candidates. And I think that pretty much, we've covered all kinds of things here.
I know.
Wide-ranging conversation about lots of things going on. Check out some of the stories at DougStephan.com as well. 51 past the hour, Variety lives on Good Day.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. And the answer is, Allie C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Allie C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Allie C.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
With the white truck.
After the hour here, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the Wednesday Good Day program. This is our Better Living with Technology department. Shelley Palmer. I always, when I see his name, Jennifer, I want to say Shelley Winters for some reason or another.
Shelley Winters.
Shelley Palmer.
You might take offense, I think.
Probably, yeah, right. Not that side of the street. Anyway, Shelley Palmer is here with the true story about Verizon. You've heard the story. Verizon Wireless going to force customers that have grandfathered unlimited data plans into new capped plans.
I'm one
plans.
Of those, by the way. Not
have you gotten the notification yet?
Not yet, but I am not happy about this.
So why don't we just change? All of us move to another
I actually really might, because that's the only reason I stick with Verizon, because it's such a great deal to be grandfathered in. But
well, what does it mean if you're grandfathered in? How old is your plan? Do you know? Remember?
You know, it's through my office, so but I'm sure it's at least probably 8-9 years old.
Yeah. If you have one of those grandfathered unlimited data plans, there is a loophole, and Shelley Palmer will explain that for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, while it's true that Verizon Wireless is going to force customers with grandfathered unlimited data plans into new capped data plans, if you happen to have a grandfathered unlimited data plan, there's a loophole. You can pay full price for your next mobile device and keep your plan. Yep, you heard me right. If you want to pay $849 for your iPhone, as opposed to $399 with a 2-year contract, Verizon Wireless will let you keep your unlimited data plan. When you
first hear this, you may balk at the idea, but if you're a heavy data user, the unlimited data plan may be worth much more to you than the difference in the cost of the mobile device. After all, there are lots of places to get discounted smartphones and tablets, but there's only one Verizon Wireless, and in a world of big data and big streaming, unlimited data is an almost priceless asset. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stephens' Good Day, I'm Shelly Palmer.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
So the world's first digital binoculars are the gadget of the day, Jennifer. Sony's new digital binoculars, able to record all you see. And then, you know, so you look out at the binoculars, but if you...
And it records the film.
It records it,
oh,
yeah.
It's awesome. I want it.
Yeah. All right. So it's called the digital binoculars from Sony. If you're interested in that,
cool.
An interesting gadget focused on here on the Good Day program, 59 Pat.